Having just celebrated Pentecost, it's an opportune moment to ask, how is your family experiencing the descent of the Holy Spirit? To be clear, we're not wondering if tongues of fire have fallen into your living room or a white dove has landed on your windowsill. These types of Holy Spirit moments found in Scripture, while stunning and powerful, are a different topic for another day. Instead, we're talking about your family's living awareness of the Holy Spirit's power within the four walls of your home, about intentionally inviting the Holy Spirit into your daily life. We're talking about small habits that can lead to an extraordinary new chapter in your home. To do this, we invite you to consider trying one or more of the following habits as a family. First, pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." This one is easy. Just start praying this prayer together as a family in the evening or at the beginning of the day. You'll be amazed at how, over time, this ancient prayer opens up your family's understanding of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Secondly, memorize the seven gifts and the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Daily family life without a knowledge of the seven gifts and 12 fruits is like driving blindfolded. The Holy Spirit, through baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, and our life of prayer, desires to help us, intercede for us, and bless us with his gifts and fruits. Take time as a family to memorize or re-memorize them, study them, and weave them into your conversations. The gifts: fear of the Lord, piety, fortitude, counsel, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And the fruits: charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. To jumpstart this, try this beautiful custom of Catherine Doherty, a servant of God. Make paper cutouts of doves or tongues of flame, enough for each family member. On one side, write a gift of the Spirit, and on the other, a fruit of the Spirit. Place them in a basket. Then, during a special family meal, preferably in this time of Pentecost, read Acts 2:1-13 together, and then have each family member draw one from the basket. Over dinner, have each person share with the others which fruit and gift they received. Close the dinner by singing a hymn to the Holy Spirit, such as "Come, Holy Ghost." Third, double your quality family time from 37 to 74 minutes per day. Ha! We've got your attention. You may have heard this description of the Holy Trinity before. The Father is the lover, the Son is the beloved, and the Holy Spirit is the love that bonds them and goes forth from them. In the little Trinity of your family, the quality time you spend together is when you deepen the bonds of love. One Google search reveals dozens of studies that state the obvious. Distracted parents are spending less and less time with their children, an average of 37 minutes per day. Invite the Holy Spirit into this deficit in your family, and you'll see a change. Fourth, break out the holy water. Throughout Scripture, we see that water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. From the Spirit's presence, when water came from the rock, to the baptism of Jesus, and the water that flowed from Jesus' side. When we enter church, we make the sign of the cross with holy water. And arguably, we ought to be doing this in our domestic church, our own home, or Trinity House, too. If you don't have one already, consider buying a holy water font to hang near your front door. Also, get out the holy water from time to time and bless your children, their rooms, and your entire home with this effective symbol of the Holy Spirit's life and power within the four walls of your home. Let's not allow this Pentecost to pass our busy and often distracted families by. Instead, Let's lift up the life of our little Trinity, our own families, to the Holy Spirit, the artisan of God's works, the master of prayer, and invite the Holy Spirit to renew our homes. Come, Holy Spirit. We also want to mention that thanks to your help, we are very close to hitting our special campaign goal that is going to enable us to strengthen the Trinity House ministry. So we invite you to consider making a gift of $10, $20, $50, $100 or more today, and your gift will be doubled thanks to generous supporters. Thank you so much.